UMed is short for the University Medical Area of Anchorage. It includes both the University of Alaska Anchorage and Alaska Pacific University campuses and contains Providence Alaska Medical Center and the Alaska Native Medical Center. Dozens of private health-associated clinics are scattered through the area. Mary Ellen Tuttle, Dahl HKM's Manager of Planning and Environmental Services, says it's a part of town experiencing a lot of growth.
The UMed area is one of the densest employment areas in the city currently. It's also one of the fastest growing employment centers in the city. It has approximately 11% of the city's jobs are right in that area. And of course, as you know, the medical industry continues to grow at a rapid rate.
The health industry has consistently shown Anchorage's strongest employment growth. Although not all jobs are in the UMed area, the health field added 500 new jobs in 2010, according to the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. This year should see at least 300 more. And it's not just the health services that are expanding in the UMed neighborhood. The university is growing as well. Tuttle says Anchorage's residential growth pattern has also impacted UMed traffic.
And then we have the population of the municipality growing the most in the north and east areas, so out in the Eagle River area, all the way out of the borough, out into the Matsu Valley. About a third of the people who are trying to get into the UMed district are coming from the north and east.
According to Dahl Research, the driving situation to and within the UMed area continues to thicken, with accompanying increased delays and accidents. Tuttle says Dahl, contracted to the Department of Transportation, is searching for solutions. This Wednesday evening's meeting at Wendler Middle School is an early step in the process. The gathering, extending from 6 to 8 p.m., will explain and seek responses to the results of the reconnaissance stage, which included earlier public meetings and subsequent Dahl analysis. Dahl will present some options, including a park-and-ride concept that would have peripheral parking areas with increased shuttle service.
In terms of road improvements, one of the things we looked at was improving UAA Drive, expanding that. We also looked at some road alternatives that continue Elmore up almost in a straight fashion up to Bergaugh on Northern Lights. And then we also looked at some alternatives that started to the north from Elmore and Providence and then followed the bluff on APU's property around to the corner where Pine Street and Northern Lights would be if Pine Street was a through road. We also looked at one alternative that would go through APU, either up to the north following the existing roads through APU or else directly to the west through APU and then up the eastern boundary of APU.
Those latter routes would go over several wooded hiking and skiing trails. Once again, the public meeting on possible alternatives in the UMed Northern Access Route Project takes place this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wendler Middle School, located at Lake Otis Parkway and Northern Lights Boulevard. The first hour offers a chance to examine the current and future traffic use graphs, along with maps of possible routes. At 7 p.m., there'll be a presentation of the initial findings. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.